have the ability to do. On the fence, again, I wouldn't want to do anything that wouldn't be allowed to anybody else. And I guess what I'm asking for is the same approach we would take with anybody on any permit to do anything is what we would do here, and not extraordinary because it happens to be a major 37 claim.
Okay, I think I understand what you're saying. You don't want us to undermine the enforcement that we make on these kinds of regulations across the board, but you want us to try to look at particular situations and use our judgment and flexibility to the extent that we have that in the law. And I suppose if we judge at some point that we don't have that power, we will have to come back to the council and say this law doesn't give us enough power, we need to look at changing that.
Yeah, and I guess I don't know that I'm actually speaking so much to your Major 37 process.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Process.
Yeah, we're
looked at on a case-by-case right. basis and goes, you know, you're right, maybe BES as well. Maybe we should allow you to have your drainage go. It makes sense to do that. I just fear sometimes, and I've worked in this area enough, that I've been concerned occasionally that sometimes we find ourselves enforcing the rule because of the rule's sake and not because of the intent of what the rule is trying to apply. And that's what I'm trying to get at, is are we thinking in a way that is creative enough that we're not getting hung up what the rule says and are using our best judgment in applying the rules?
Yeah. And let me assure you that we are doing that on all the Measure 37 claims where claimants will talk to us and give us the time flexibility that we need to do that. We have several dozen on hold right now where we're working with the claimants to try to work out solutions. I'm confident we'll be able to work out solutions on many of those. Not all of them, but many of them. But there will be some that we have to bring to you where we can't come to a solution, where we don't have the time in the 180 days, those kind of things. That's just what Measure 37 requires us to do.
I think we understand that.
I
know that everybody, obviously, by the number of staff involved in this, is that they have spent a lot of time on it. I think my perspective is I'm going to vote to deny the claim, but on the other hand, ask you folks to, and the owners, to take that extra step.
Are there additional fees that they need to pay for this next round of reviews?
If we proceeded through the various avenues that are in the code to amend the process, yeah, there would be an environmental review fee.
What's that fee, Ron?
I believe we have already indicated our willingness to reduce that fee to Mr. Dye, given the circumstances and the investigations that we've already done on the site, based on the fact that we'd have a reduced cost. So I can't remember the exact figure. It was in a letter.
Oh, it was $400 was the reduced fee.
From 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It would be the review would be fairly narrow in scope to clean up these issues.
Well, I mean, given that it would not be a major hit to the Bureau's budget, I'd be willing to waive the fee on that review as just kind of a sign of goodwill from the council and move to, I would make a motion to uphold the staff, deny the claim and waive the fee on the necessary environmental review to continue to work towards a compromise.
Discussion? Call a vote.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Good luck, everyone. Aye.
Potter?
Aye. We're adjourned until next week.